Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is moving in this day and time. And I thank the Lord that He is. God is good. This is a time we're going to see the fruits of the labors of people who love God. You're going to see people, those who love God, those who trust God, they will be known for their love. They will be known for the way that they trust God. It's going to become evident. Everybody that love God and do His will, we don't get recognition for doing what the Lord give us to do. In most cases, it's not obvious, but when you're working as under God, it's noticeable. Sometimes it's expected. But the Lord looks at the heart. Now, the enemy is an interrupter. Anybody that do anything for the right reasons, they're following God, they're making progress, they're a blessing continually, they're living the light. The enemy will go and use the animosity that's against them. And there's always animosity, because when you turn the lights on, the lights expose things for what they are. And everybody don't like that. So if there's anybody with any animosity, and the enemy detects it, and he don't always detect it, but if he does, he'll use that person to make comments and complaints against people that's doing what they should do. And they'll some will even have a desire to see him fail. And then they'll make comments against their motives. They must be after something. That's not true. Because when you're doing something because you love God, it's genuine and it's pure. It's just like Jesus doing it. You're doing it for the right reasons. And people can question it all day long. They can think against it all day long and believe it. Time. But time tells the truth. Time exposes everything. Faith is the only thing that can outlast time. Real, genuine faith will always, always overcome time. Doubt can't last. Doubt can look like faith for a while. I was talking to a friend of mine, and he had gotten divorced, just like I had gotten divorced once. And he talked a little bit about what he went through, you know. But a friend of his said, you know, a lie will win at first, but the truth comes out over time. The truth will last. Whenever people have animosity and they lie against your character, it's like they lied against his character. When people get divorced, that doesn't mean that they were wrong. That doesn't mean that they tried to make their marriage work. That didn't mean that they didn't try to make their marriage work. But when people want out of a marriage, they want out for a reason. And if there's animosity, they'll lie against you. Because they got to cover up their sin. They got to make it look like it's your fault or whatever, you know. And people will believe it. But when you do things for God and you're genuine and you love God, time. Because faith overcomes the world. And the world is restricted with time. But the kingdom of God is not restricted with time. Because faith is now. Faith is always present. Faith is on. If you believed on Jesus Christ, your faith has been on from the time you first believed. and it will be on forever when time is done away with. You know, time is a limit for the world, not the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God operates within time frames for our sake. You know, before God made man, I believe time was not a thing. But God always knew. Time was not a surprise to God. But he, from the time that the Lord began restoring the earth, he used measurement. He used time to measure it. 24-hour period. He said, let there be light, and there was light. He waited 24 hours, and then he began doing something else. And see, that the day begins in the evening, not the morning. And God uses time because everything that he did in creation, it was communication. He was showing that creation, his people in other worlds, other realms, that I'm going to judge. This has a limit to it. And he restored the earth in 6 days. On the seventh day he rested. He showed all his creation that this is limited to time. Everything God does is communication. So when you follow him, your life is communication. Your life is preaching. I am a preacher. I was, because God designed me to be a preacher. And every child of God shares the ministry of reconciliation. The offices and callings of God and the gifts of God, that's up to the Holy Spirit. And he'll grace you with what he needs you to do. And everybody has a purpose. And it's specific. If you line up with God, he'll reveal what you're supposed to do for him. But some people, they don't never build a love foundation. And they don't draw near to the Lord. So what God has for them is limited. It can't be revealed until they get in place. Position. You know, everybody may not be called to the fivefold ministry, but when you line up in love with God, you can do his will. And you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. But when you serve God, when you know, if I wasn't a preacher, I'd still draw near to the Lord and learn for my own life's sake. Because I have children. I want to be a blessing to them. I wanted to know how to live and not be tempted. I want to know how to live and flourish in the things of God. I wanted to know how I could do all this in God's heart. And I wanted to live in his presence. I want all of my life to be worship. And nope, you know, some of these concepts I didn't get from church or other ministers. I just thought about things that I wanted. And that's what I pray for. I said, Lord, I want my whole life to be worship. I don't want to have hidden pockets of darkness. Ever. See, God said, drive out all the Canaanites. I want every cotton pick Canaanite gone out of my heart. Everything that's not supposed to be there, it's got to go. And I want all of my motives, everything I do, to be genuine. If Israel would have driven out the Canaanites would have known that their gods were no good. And they would have, over time, began to look at the children of Israel. How did these small people drive these giants out? It would have been world news. it was already world news that they left Israel. That was unheard of. That was the most notable miracle of the day. And then they turn around and drive out the Canaanites. And some of them did get driven out. And other nations were afraid of them. But over this, when you study Judges, Joshua and Judges, over time, because they began to doubt and not obey God, their ways became normal to them. And the other nations stopped fearing them. And they started wanting to be like the other nations. And the same thing happened to the church. The church was very bold at first when the apostles were on the scene. And they got persecuted and they stood. They got persecuted and they didn't care. They still worshiped God. They loved God and they meant it. They were genuine. They had a love foundation. They loved God more than their own life. And nowadays, people love pleasure more than they love God. They love luxury more than they love God. And these are the kind of people the Antichrist will end up with. He's going to get them. Because the Antichrist is low down. And when people love luxury more than God, they're low down too. And you can't win against Satan being low down. When your motives are not right, you can't win a war against the enemy. The Laodicean church had virtually married the church. They just had reputation, but they didn't have life. Being lukewarm is deadly. Being lukewarm is being just like King Saul. They once had a relationship with the Lord. They once had victory, and then they went against all that because they feared man, because they loved the world. They feared the people, and they loved position, luxury, reputation. Saul begged an Amalekite to kill him so that the Philistine king wouldn't make a mockery of him, which had happened anyway. He didn't want to be tortured and brought to shame. They cut his head off. And they mounted his head on a wall. We have to consider the things of God. He should have repented. He shouldn't have sought the witch. Everything he did went and spiraled down. Now, lukewarm Christians are not useful to Satan if they spiral all the way down. They're useful as long as they look like a Christian and act like a Christian, they have reputation and preeminence in the church. That's all he wants them to do. He's not going to fight them. He's already seduced them and they fall for everything that he wants them to do. But the problem is, they are believed to be Christians. And Satan don't tempt people to believe that they're corrupt. Only those who are sincere. Now Satan's not perfect. And he can't tell, he's not as smart as we think he is. But he just uses whatever people give him to his own gain. And when they die and they can't go to heaven, the demons snatch them and they take them to hell. That's how it works. And there are people who are genuine. If the enemy has something to work with, even in a genuine person, he'll use it to his own gain. In my life, I had to learn places where the enemy was playing me. And I did something about it. I said, Lord, I don't ever want the enemy to use me. So in warfare, if somebody's aggravating me, I tell Satan, you can't use that person against me, and you can't use me against that person. And you can't use me to mislead people. I speak these things over my life. Why? Because I'm fighting a fallen angel. And he sealed up the sun. This man, this evil entity, Satan, is smarter than me because of his past. But I look to Jesus, and through Jesus, I behave smarter than him. See, I don't have it all balled up. I'm not smarter than him toe to toe. But if I look to Jesus, I can outclass him through Christ, because Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And he has to fight me on my level, and I know that. So I don't look at him as a god. I look at him as an enemy. He's a smart, computerized enemy. Well, I say computerized because computers can think in milliseconds. But Jesus, if I look to Jesus, he'll give me what I should do, and it fits. I can speak God's word, and the angels have something to work with. I can stand, and Satan can't seduce me. But it's all right to tell him, you can't use me as a weapon for you. And then I turn around and I ask the Lord to use me as a weapon against Satan. I'm not smart enough of my own, but I can look to the Lord and defeat Satan every time, because my faith is on, and my faith stays on, and my trust is on, and I have the ability to take God at face value. I can believe God. And Jesus said, he that believes will do greater works than me. Trust is very important. There are times that I wouldn't go forward, but because I trust God, I do go forward. And every time you act on anything God says, there's greater revelation ahead of you, because it's going to all make sense. It's going to all be wisdom. And when you can take God at face value, I'm doing this because God said do it. I can take the Lord at face value. Jesus said, he that believe will do greater works than me. When I believe God, I'm giving Jesus Christ a chance to build on his own foundation. When Jesus did everything that he did, he had to do it against the times that he would redeem man. And I thank God for that. He did it against the times that he knew that he would die for us and rise again, and he did. And now I have the power to become this child, a child of God. And I thank the Lord for it. And I operate just like God, as long as I do what God say do. I don't have to be something that I'm not. I don't have to measure up in the eyes of others. I can do all the sense that God give me to do. I can be sovereign. I can. What I mean by sovereign, I can choose of my own accord to follow God. Just like God sovereignly heals, I can sovereignly follow God. Nobody can stop me. I can make a decree and it stands according to the word of God. I can make a decree and it stands according to the Holy Spirit of God. You can too. And our faith is steady in him. I love God. I love his ways. I love his word. I love his will, and I love his people. And I can do all that's in his heart. And everything that's not like God, I shut it down. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Just like Paul told Timothy, don't let people judge your youth. Don't let people judge your disabilities or your inabilities. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. The Holy Spirit will give you wisdom. Whatever is not can be. Whatever's lacking, God can make the difference. And he has many ways to do it. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.